Hi, everyone.
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And what show is this? Do you wanna say it? That mic probably doesn't work. We can test it. Is that mic 3? I'll turn them all on. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Weezer Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, this is not even plugged.
Oh, that's crunchy. Wait, I hear you, but it's really crunchy.
What's up? Can you hear me?
I'll try plugging it in.
Or you can sit right in the middle of us.
That's probably what?
Is
this working? Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you sound terrible. You sound really bad.
That's about usual. That's how I sounded back then too, so.
I think this is connected now if you want to try.
Let's go.
Plug it into the top.
Wait, try it? Testing? Do you hear anything?
What up? No, I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Whatever.
Wait, you can have the headphones, because I wear the headphones every week.
Let's go.
Here.
Let's go.
You can hear what you sound like.
Oh, they got new headphones. Oh, I am crunchy. Yeah. This is really good.
Well, we have a special episode of Weezer Wednesday today because we've got one of the OG Weezer Wednesday hosts.
I'm not the OG.
Not the OG, but one of the unks from Weezer Wednesday.
I'm the only unk. Everybody else is an aunt.
Oh, true. That's
aunt.
True.
You think for a Weezer show it would be all guys, but
no.
Yeah,
no.
This is actually awesome.
It is awesome. We're changing the path of the future.
Yeah, we are. Well, do you want to introduce yourself?
What's up? I'm Sid. Yeah.
When were you host?
I was host from 2018 to 2021. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact dates. Mm-hmm. I was just
from sophomore year to senior year.
Yeah, because
wow.
Allison had the show my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had the idea. I was like, wait, I want to do like a Weezer show. And then she sniped me.
Oh,
she
beat you to it?
I was too cowardly to just propose it on my own, so she beat me to it. But she was graduating that year, so I was like, can I take your show after you graduate? And she was like, very gratefully, she was like, yeah, of course.
That's awesome.
And then I was here, and then Mackenzie was in... like, one of the weeks... Actually, I had two shows. I had, like, Weezer Wednesday, and I would just, like, have my regular show. And Mackenzie was in that studio during my regular show, and I was playing some Weezer. And then she overheard it, and then we were chatting. And at the end of the semester, I was like, hey, do you want to take the show over? Mm-hmm. I'll only give it to you if you pass it down to someone else.
Wait, so this is your doing of the like the tradition of
it's
continuing.
It's Allison's, but
okay,
like
yeah.
I take credit for making it a thing.
I would say that's true.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that because we wouldn't be here if it weren't
this
for
is
you
crazy.
And Allison
do
and
you,
Mackenzie.
Do you feel like celebrities?
Sometimes yeah. Like some
yeah.
Are people like, oh my god, you're the Weezer Wednesday.
Well, they don't
people.
Recognize us like out, but like if we say like, do you know the show Weezer Wednesday, they're like, oh, like that's you, and I'll be like, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
But, like, they're not, like, coming up to us being like, hey,
yeah.
you're Weezer.
Yeah, I think it has more clout now than it did back then.
Yeah, probably. Like,
yeah.
People actually know it, like, outside of the station, and I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Like, outside the station,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Really?
At a party, and this... Actually, the girl who's taking over for our show next year,
mm-hmm.
we're like, yeah, we're radio show hosts for Weezer Wednesday. She's like, oh, my God, I
yeah,
love Weezer
Wednesday.
Yeah,
she actually knew.
And she was so happy. And then we were like, wait, we should give this to her when we are done. So
that's incredible.
We have someone who's taking over, yep. and it's going to be perfect.
She's going to be the next aunt. No, we're the next aunt.
Yeah, you guys are up.
Yeah.
You guys are graduating this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
We have a month and a half left.
Oh, no.
No, let's keep this party going, actually.
Then let's get this music going.
Let's keep it going. Yeah, let's do it.
So, how about we play two food songs?
Well, aren't they all food songs?
Or let's play two, and then we can circle back with the
okay.
new Weezer release.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Okay, we haven't listened to it, so we're going to have to listen
live
to it live.
Reaction on
yeah,
air.
Live reaction, and then we'll get Sid's input. Let's
yes.
do... Perfect. Is this the two we're doing, or do you want to move them around?
I'm going to move this one around. Let's do these two.
Okay.
Thoughts? Question mark?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
You introduce the first one, miss.
First one we're going to do is Trying to Be Cool by Phoenix, which may not seem like a food song, but there's actually a beautiful peach on the cover.
Genius.
So.
Isn't there a line where it goes like mint julep testosterone? You know what I'm talking about?
No, actually, because they're so French, and I'm just like, this sounds awesome, but I actually don't know what they're saying.
No, there's, it's, this
we can
was,
watch the lyrics, though.
This is like a seminal album for me at age, like, 13.
My dad played it in the car a lot, so I, like, listened to it when I was, I don't know how old I was.
The baby.
Yeah. Tiny. Wow.
I have the deluxe version of this album on CD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this guy knows that. Bankrupt.
Yeah. It's a good album. And what's the second one?
Major League Chemicals by Unknown Mortal Orchestra off the album Blank and Food. Because I can't say that word on air, I don't think.
Oh, you can might say that
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really that word.
Off the album Sex and Food. Sorry, Mom. I know you're listening.
Wait, this is Weezer. We can't say that.
No, because... No. But yeah, that one's really good. Let's just get right into it. Let's start it.
Let's do it.
Three,
here we
two,
go. Phoenix.
One.
Business is all you can't go wrong.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello. We were having some good conversations.
Yeah, we were. We got distracted a little bit, but that was Major League Chemicals by Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Trying to Be Cool by Phoenix. Bankrupt.
Nice.
W song.
So what?
Wait, let me turn your mic back on.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. And the elephant being Shine Again by Weezer.
Ooh,
the single.
Ooh.
Let's talk about that and the upcoming Weezer show.
Yeah. Do you have tickets to that?
Not yet. I was going to just...
Oh, you were going to wait.
I was just going to buy tickets day of. I've given this band too much money. I don't need to give them any more money. They don't need any more of my money. So StubHub will be getting my money.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't care about being in the front anymore. Actually, is this mic on?
It's on, yeah, but you probably can't hear it in the headphones. Yeah, because you're wearing the bad headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how many Weezer shows have you been to?
9.
Whoa!
You know how many Mackenzie's been to?
More than that, I'm sure.
She's been to 11.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It's getting a little bit ridiculous, but it's sort of a lifelong project.
Is it just like multiple stops on the same tour?
Yeah, I'll do that. I went to a couple of shows, when they were touring for like Pacific Daydream.
Okay.
Basically all of their tours in the last like 10 years I've been to.
Nice.
After White. I wanted to go to the White show, but I couldn't make it. Mm.
Happy birthday to the White album. It's today.
Yay!
By the way.
10 years old.
Wow. That's actually that's the craziest anniversary to me.
Really?
Like, I actually, that makes me feel old. Because it's the only good Weezer album.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, chill.
This is fighting words.
Chill on that, chill. Remember, Weezer hosts Insurrection right now.
My take on the Weezer albums is that I only like the older stuff, and after probably, Hurley? I don't like anything after that.
After Hurley?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the White Album?
No, not all the way through.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm not tapped into that.
Hurley's kind of hot garbage, though.
Some of it is good. Some of it's okay.
I don't know.
What about
Maltroy?
The
Ratitude?
Wait, that's not off of that one, I think.
No, like the one that Burnt Jam's off of.
Burnt Jam.
What album is that?
Isn't that Maladroit?
That's
Maladroit. Oh.
I'm like, am I wrong?
No,
am I,
no, you're right,
am
you're
I
right.
like fumbling in front of the Weezers?
No.
Yeah, see, we're like the fake Weezer heads, but that's why we need to bring it back. Blessings is gonna bring the Weezer fandom back.
Who?
Blessings is our new host.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got a text from Zoe yesterday. She's like, my dad bought him, you, and your dad, I'm like not explaining this correctly.
No, you're right.
Floor tickets to the October 2nd Weezer show.
Yeah, so we'll be on the floor at Capital One seeing Weezer with our dads.
I could not be bothered at this stage in my life to be on the floor for any show, basically.
That's fair. Yeah.
I could be very bothered.
I
want to be there. I need to be there.
The Anthem show was good. I liked it.
You guys were there?
I was there with my dad.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was also there.
Yeah, but like usually, I'm used to it being like a bunch of 15 to 20-year-olds in the crowd.
Of the Anthem?
Yeah, and it's like just terrible, but like this was like about 40 years old was the median age.
Yeah, the Weezer crowds are like kind of getting old.
But like I don't mind it because they're not pushy and they're like normal.
You know what's really crazy? I went to 3 Weezer shows in a row.
Really?
And each time I ran into my old math teacher there.
Like college or high school?
No, my like middle school math teacher.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I was...
That makes sense, though. I feel like math or history teachers would listen to Weezer.
Yeah, he was he was very like nerd-looking old white man.
Mm-hmm.
Middle-aged white man. And I actually was sitting next to him the first time. And I like look over, I'm like... Like, does this guy look familiar? And I was like, are you Mr. Frame? He was like, oh yeah. And he claimed to have remembered me, but I don't believe it.
Oh.
But then I like ran into him at several other Weezer concerts too in the Philadelphia metro area, and
he had no choice but to.
He had no
you.
Choice but to remember me. Yeah. What a guy.
That's awesome.
Shout
Wait,
out Mr.
my
Frame.
My AP Chem teacher was in a band. I guess, like a I don't really know what he did, but I walked in one day with a Green Day shirt, and he's like, is that a Green Day shirt? And he would always play, like, awesome dad rock, so shout out Mr. Dorsch.
Yeah, Mr. Weezer's Dorsch. Math teacher rock. Yeah. Weezer's math is dad rock now.
We had a nerd rock episode.
We should do that again.
That was really fun.
That was good. We should do it again.
Where were you playing?
What?
We can pull up the playlist. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
It was like, wait. I'm going to read this off. A little,
nerfed.
Oops. Nerfed rock. Moved. Oh. Is this not, there
no,
we
there
go.
It is.
There we go.
Okay.
We have Ween. The,
Car seat
headrest. Blast off, car seat headrest. Ooh. Blink 182, Green Day, Strokes.
I feel like we should run this back.
Yeah. That was fun.
This is some nerd rock.
I think my mom would really
it's
like
crazy.
This.
The sex bomb is crazy.
Yeah, I had to go in.
Classic nerd. Well, shall we get
yeah,
to
let's
the
play.
Next
let's. Song? Should we leave our mics on? I don't know. So we can live react, or does it not matter? We can just let it play.
Yeah, I don't care about the song.
Not
like,
a fan?
Let's live. No, no, no.
No,
I mean, in the sense of let's live react.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't care about anybody else hearing the song. You know what
this
I mean?
Is true. This is true. Okay.
You guys haven't heard it yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I listened to some. Oh.
Wait, you did hear it?
Like, some of it today. And the I was like, no, I have to wait till later.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like it was appropriate to wait.
Same. That's how I felt.
3, 2, 1.
I'll leave the mics on. Yes. Here's Shine Again.
Oh, you know
not
what?
Gonna play because
you can't have it play through the speakers.
Oh, it's playing in the headphones though.
Yeah.
If you want to,
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh wait, then we should turn
the mics off.
Okay, we're turning the mics off.
Bye.
Bye.
And I
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. We're back. That was Apples and Oranges by the Smashing Pumpkins, and before that was Weezer's newest single, Shine Again. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. Does anyone else have thoughts? I
had a couple of thoughts.
Okay, go
about
ahead.
This song. And I'm really just here today just to talk about this song.
I feel like this is going to be a strong opinion.
I actually have a very weak opinion about this song. Like, I don't really care too much for it. I like parts of it. I dislike other parts of it. This interesting tidbit. It was produced by Kenny Beats, who produced the new Geese album.
Oh!
What do you guys think about Geese?
We have opinions on Geese, and we don't have good opinions about them.
I also don't have good opinions about Geese.
Okay, good.
I think I like clowning on Geese. Sometimes I catch myself listening to a Cameron Winter song, and it's like I have to hide in my room and listen to it because I'm kind of embarrassed.
You're too embarrassed?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
I have a crazy Cameron Winter story.
Okay.
So I went to go see him last year in Baltimore, and maybe this time last year.
Wow.
And it was like in this big church, and right before the show started, I had to go, you know, take a dump. So I went to, like, stage right was, like,
you
the bathroom. And, yeah, as I was... I took a dump.
What the heck?
I come out of the bathroom, and he's just, like, standing there.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
my
I'm,
God.
Like, I'm like, yo, dude. What is it? What do I say? I say, break a leg. And I fist bump him. He's like, thanks, man.
He was probably like, thanks, my name is Cameron.
He's like, thanks, babe.
Wait, that's way better than I did.
And then I go back and I'm watching the show, and like halfway through the show, I'm like, wait, did I wash my hands in the bathroom? I forgot if I had... I don't have a recollection of washing my hands. That doesn't mean I didn't. I just don't...
Maybe it's like the adrenaline of seeing him in the flesh, which is so much, you blacked out everything.
Yeah. The whole memory got wiped out.
But honestly, like, he's so...
Men in Black style.
Yeah, he just flipped you. Like... He probably hadn't showered for the last 2 days before
Ain't
you met
no way.
Him.
That
so
guy
like,
is filthy.
Yeah, so like, I feel like it's okay, honestly.
Wait, yeah. You're a Cameron Winter fan, but not a Geese fan?
I don't even like the whole... Just the strength of that one song. I was like, I have to buy a ticket to see him.
Yeah, which one?
Love Takes Miles. And
that's also my take.
That might be like the greatest song of the 21st century so far. But I don't really care for anything else he has made, and I don't really care for anything else Geese has. Like, Geese is completely uninteresting to me.
Okay.
The rest of Cameron Winter stuff, completely uninteresting to me, but Love Takes Miles is, like, might be the greatest song of all time.
Wow.
But this new Weezer is, like, completely nothing, so I'm just...
Nothing
I'm cool
burger.
Nothing burger.
And Love Takes Miles is awesome sauce.
Love Takes Miles rules.
Put the awesome sauce on the nothing burger, and you
have
a something burger.
Yeah, let's get Cameron Winter as the newest member of Weezer.
Awesome sauce on the nothing burger. That's great.
I stole that from Yael. Shout out Yael. I didn't come up with that.
No, because I was joking with Yael, and I was like, people say that Love Takes Miles is the best love song of all time. And she's
I
like,
don't know about
she's
that.
Like, no. No, it is not. Do not rage bait me.
Yeah, that's actual, like, who's they? Like, who's saying Anthony Fantano? I don't know. Like, who's saying that?
I don't know that it's the greatest love song of all time, but it is the greatest song of all time.
Then what's the greatest love song of all time? You have to have an answer.
Yep.
There's... I have a meme answer, which is a really bad Weezer song. You know the song Love is the Answer?
Yeah.
That song's...
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the answer.
I think I said that earlier or something. It's like, Love is the Answer, like, as reference to... Did I say that?
I can't really listen to that song without, like, cringing so hard.
Did we play that on the Valentine episode? I don't remember.
I know I do that with the White Shears.
Greatest love song of all time is No One Else.
Yes. So true.
Yeah. So I this song's all right. It's written by Pat. It's not a Rivers joint. It's a Patrick Wilson joint. It sounds like a Patrick Wilson joint because it's not very good. but I like the way it's produced. It's got
some
nice
it's
guitars.
Like,
it's got
catchy
some...
enough. Like, I would be excited to hear that live.
It's been in my head for a little bit, because ever since
Shine
last week.
Shine again.
Because it had been leaked.
Yeah, I was not clicking on any of those sketchy links that were sent in the Weezer.
That's okay.
Group.
That's okay. I was like, no way. I'm about to give them all mega virus.
Everyone has virus on their phone. Well,
no. But it was fine. I'm just excited for whatever they're coming out
yeah.
with next.
Yeah, I think it won't be a snooze fest. That's my take. I think it should be interesting.
At this point, I keep up with Weezer more of just like a... I'm just so fascinated by them. Not even that I enjoy them.
And why is that?
They're just... It's like every decision they could make, they just pick the wrong decision. They just pick like the bad decision. And then they somehow just end up being more popular at the end of it. You know what I mean?
Whatever like, they're doing, yeah. The promo for this is like pretty crazy though. Like
so they're kind of going crazy.
They are, and I kind of like it. Like I wish I lived in LA so I could go to the pickleball and the trivia and whatever nonsense they're doing.
You know what they did for the Black album?
What?
They did a Tiny Desk concert. I don't think anything's gonna top that. But
what?
Right before they did the Tiny Desk concert, they played a show at the Black Cat, and Allison and I went, and we were like, I was like punching distance from her. I could have swung at him. I was, like, right in front of his ass.
The closest I've ever been have been for both of my George Clanton shows.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, like, the distance we were to George Clanton.
Yeah.
I saw the photo. You guys were, like, touching him. You guys were, like, palling around with him, right?
Yeah, but...
You guys were hands on shoulder.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
and then he, awesome. Like, put water all over Grace's face at the first show she went to, and then he... I don't know, he, like, pushed my head. He, like...
Sounds like a kind
forehead.
Of an abusive relationship you guys have with George Clanton.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh.
I wish I went to Electronicon. No. We were talking about that earlier.
I don't, like, me and my other friend Joaquin, who's also a radio guy, we were, like, so pissed that it sold out, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, free, what the freak.
What the freak.
What the squeak. What the Hank.
What the squeak.
But Joaquin is very wealthy now and lives in Washington D.C.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys know Joaquin.
No.
You guys heard of Joaquin?
Did he go here?
He went here. Yeah, he did like a DJ set in D.C. a couple days ago.
Shoot,
he played City Pop.
Oh, we should go to that.
I'd love to go to that.
What's his DJ name? Let's tap into that.
I think it's like DJ Hex Mike or something like that.
Okay,
DJ Hex.
I'll look for him later.
What a guy, Joaquin. Shout out, Joaquin.
Of City Pop, what up?
Yeah, let's... Oh, yeah! I do have a City Pop song on here.
Now's a good chance to play this.
Yeah. What goes with this? Probably nothing on our playlist, but...
I feel like Toast, maybe?
Okay. I don't know what Toast sounds like, so I trust you. Do you want to do...
Or Pork and Beans.
Oh, we should do Pork and Beans. Let's do all these three?
Yes.
Okay. This is not even the real name of the song, but I really just want an excuse to play it because, one, the weather was hot and beautiful today, and two, because we're talking about City Pop. It's actually called Magic Ways, but this on Spotify, it's called Cupcake Break. And cupcake is a food.
Yes.
What
yeah.
food? It is.
It is a food. And so we're going to play that one. It's happy and delightful.
What's your favorite kind of cupcake?
Ooh. Butter.
Red velvet.
No.
I was low-key going to say that.
Oh. Like a soft vanilla one with like yummy buttercream.
I'm a big fan of in elementary school when it would be someone's birthday and they would bring in cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they made a rule where you couldn't bring in sweets for birthdays anymore.
Whoa,
and
what?
I know. So my mom brought apples for everyone.
That's sweet. Wait, why? Because it's unhealthy?
So
yeah.
Funny.
It was unhealthy and it was unfair because some kids couldn't eat it. So my mom brought apples, which was
allergen
friendly.
I'm bringing peanuts for everyone.
I'm going to poison everyone. My mom brought apples, which was allergen friendly, so everyone could have a snack.
Wait, at one time, and then we can play music. I brought, like, do you know, like, the Chinese rice crackers with, like, they have, like, sweet.
Are you talking about the turtle crackers?
No, they're called Wong Wong. They're, like, circle, and they have, like, white sugar dots on them. They're just, like, crispy and, like, rice crackers. And I brought them as my, like, because we had to bring snacks. Like, everyone was designated to bring it for 1 week. And I brought them, and no one ate them. I was having Chinese hate crime in second grade.
That's
you should have called me.
Yeah, I know. I should have been like, excuse me, please come to my elementary school and eat my snacks.
Do you think that was like a core memory, like a traumatizing core memory?
Not really. I was just like, damn, you guys really don't mess with me.
That's crazy.
It's whatever. It was good, and I had more snacks to myself.
Good.
Yeah.
So it should be.
Okay, let's tap into Cupcake Break. And then we'll be back with, I don't know.
Should we play all three of them?
Yeah, let's play all three. And then we can tap back in.
Yay. Okay, up next we have Toast by Pond. One of Pond's best songs, off of 9. Toast is something you can eat.
Yeah, true.
Yum.
Big fan of toast.
And then we have pork and beans.
Yes.
So there's this character on the Weezer forums named Toast, and she was very popular for a bit. It was everybody really loved her, and then she just disappeared.
Dang.
Many years ago.
The mystery, disappearance mystery. Of Toast.
Disappearance of Toast. Yeah.
Maybe crazy. The song will give us some.
Some insight?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So keep your ears open.
Yeah, don't tap that dial, because we'll be right back with some more awesome stories and food-related music.
Yummy. Oh, the song before was Apples and Oranges.
Oh, yeah, I said that when we came back.
Oh, sorry.
Boy!
I love that song. I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
Apples and Oranges.
That was so smooth.
Boy! Okay, here's Cupcake Break by Something Japanese.
Cast a spell on all my nights and days with your sweet
Hi, we're back. That was Pork and Beans by Weezer.
Food.
Food and Toast by Pond. And
also food.
Cupcake Break by someone called, what were they called?
Lil Islam. No, Lil Muslim.
Something.
Young Muslim.
Something like that.
Lil Islam.
Close enough. Crazy weird like bot name.
But
anyway. We're down to our last 8 minutes of the show. No!
Bro.
Say sad. It ain't so.
Might be my last 8 minutes on radio ever.
Hey, don't say that. Anything's possible. You could be invited back next.
I kind of invited myself. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It should have been... It's long overdue. We should have had a past host.
I was like... I was debating the last couple. I was like, can I just like invite myself? Is that like faux pas? Like,
no.
I kind of just want to be here.
No, that makes total sense.
We've enjoyed the company.
For like once.
Yeah.
Just to experience it again. Somehow.
It's been awesome.
Crazy.
You have a song queued up. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, this is my boy. Shout out Frank Hurricane.
This is my boy.
One time I saw him in the street and he was carrying 6-pack of Miller High Lifes and he was across the street and I was like, yo, Frank! And he was like, was good, my shrimp. And then he like, walked away.
Well, that's his way of saying he doesn't know his name. Doesn't know your name.
He definitely did not know who I was because I'd met him once before that.
Okay.
But Frank Ocean. different guy. Frank Hurricane sort of he's a real Philadelphia sort of a character, and what a beautiful city.
Yeah.
You guys should move to Philadelphia.
Would like to.
I'm thinking about it. Okay, let's actually look for new jobs in Philly. Who's in?
Me. I will go to grad school.
Okay. I can move offices to
Good.
Philadelphia.
Good.
I really want to go there after I graduate, but there are like no quantum companies there, so I'm like, I gotta just like get something remote or something. But I was like, what a it's just a good place to just like be and just like be a dirtbag, you know, be a little bit of a gremlin. Kind of a thing.
I feel like I need that after the four years I've had here.
True.
To be honest. I need to go crazy.
That would be a vibe. Yeah, let's go crazy in Philly. Like, what's in New York City?
Good place to have the most devastating situationship of your life.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Good place to get your heart broken.
Hey, things are endless in Philly. That's what they say.
It's endless love, endless heartbreak.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know anything about Philly. Rhea, we can talk to you in a second about that. Okay, let's do this one. Cinnamon of the Mountains by Mr. Shrimp, Frank Hurricane.
Mr. Shrimp himself.
Yeah,
the most holy spiritual shrimp himself, Frank Hurricane.
Yeah. And cinnamon as in the spice.
Oh, because cinnamon is the food, and we eat the cinnamon.
Yes!
Whoa.
And
did you come up with that?
Yeah, I did. I just did. The last one, if we have time, is The Second Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Oh, by Snail Mail.
Is that what your Instagram bio was after?
No, actually. But now that I'm piecing it together, maybe it could have been.
What was the backstory?
We just had, like, Anna's was hottest girl in the Clark School, and mine was second hottest girl in the Clark School. It has no relation to this at all.
Oh, I thought this was a Snail Mail reference.
But I'm, like, I've outgrown that bio, so we have since changed it. Or I have. I don't know if she has.
Well, you're in the Clark School?
Yeah, I'm in the Clark School.
Smart cookie.
Clark. Huh? On Instagram? Yeah, on Instagram. But, like, I'm 21 years old now. It's, like, a little bit too... It's dated, so...
What, you're saying there are hotter people at the Clark School?
Like, maybe, but I'm all, it's also, like, a little bit corny. Oh, freshman! Fresh? Probably shouldn't be saying that on live air. Anyway, let's do this one. Cinnamon of the Mountains, Sid, thank you so much for joining us today.
You know it.
We really appreciate it.
This is awesome.
Please invite me back.
Yeah.
I'm lonely. I have nothing to do on campus all the time.
Just, like, start walking around South Campus. You could find us at any given time. We're always, like, around.
True.
Hey, I'm a Kilden. I'm a Kilden for, like, an hour today.
Or the quad. You could be the unk on the quad and you could find us.
Mm-hmm. Unk on the quad? Did you graduate?
I graduated in 2021.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm in grad school now, though. I'm here. Okay. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're going to play this one.
Heck yes.
It's fine.
Freak yeah.
Freak yes.
What's the squeak? Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next
week.
Let's go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cinnamon of the mountains, oh, you taste so good to me. Lick upon a holy fountain, maybe touch upon a tree. Whether I'm way up high or down in the valley below, you know I'm loving you in the sunshine or the snow. If you never done shrooms with a wild boar, oh, you're really missing out. Though it might turn to a bestial time if you know what I'm talking about. Tornado up in my tent. Ooh, shrimping ain't easy, Lord, but it's heaven sent. Ooh, when I start thinking about that mountain time, I start feeling romantic for them mystical pines, the spiritual lines on your beautiful spine, curved like mountain ranges. Ooh, girl, I feel like I'm flying, coming through your speakers like a grizzly busting your tent. I'm reminiscing on the sexual sin, a heavenly sight, the level of beauty to make a shrimp and not squint. Say love you, then I'm off to the trees. I say love you, then I'm off with the breeze. Oh.